For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Junks are coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, also on the Odyssey app. Let's not forget that. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. It's 7 a.m. That means it's time to hit the skins. It's skins hitting time on the Junks.
Sponsored too, Cakes.
It's always sponsored. It's a tentpole segment, JP. We know this.
Who am I supposed to read the sponsor for the?
Generally, yes.
I mean, you can.
I read it for.
Actually, oh, I'm getting mixed up.
Yeah,
getting mixed up with the EP. That's my bad. Hit the Skins brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now, like EB. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Maybe like me? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com or from Drab's office. Use promo code JUNKIES for 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
By the way, EB, I don't know if this is intentional. Your hat is askew. I don't know if you're trying to look cool with the hat kind of going to the side.
No, never. That just happens to me sometimes. It's not my thing.
Bickle's stressed out because he's got to drive to Richmond tomorrow. Doesn't know how much traffic there's going to be on 95
South. Well, I am curious.
South.
Is there going to be traffic at 11 a.m.?
I think there's traffic all hours of the day going down that road. But
it doesn't look like it on the projection.
It won't be as bad as 3, but there'll be traffic.
When are you leaving?
11 a.m.
Today?
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow.
Oh, I drove down to Richmond last Saturday at noon. There wasn't one minute of traffic.
What about Friday?
Yeah, it's also Friday. A holiday weekend.
It's a holiday weekend.
I don't know. I feel like it might be bad.
That just depends on Rex.
Yeah. I mean, we'll do the easy lane, pay whatever crazy VIG they charge you for that. An easy pass, whatever the thing is. But anyway.
What time do you have to be there by?
It doesn't matter. They have a game. I don't know.
I don't know,
but I just know I have to pick them up at 11. Team's leaving at 11.
Gotcha.
You're either on the bus or you go with your parents.
The Easy Pass is a life leak for me because I get that bill every month, and I don't know why I open it, but I do, and I just look, and it's the smallest type ever, just entries on this page, front and back. Then I look at this page, front and back. Mm-hmm. This page, front and back.
Of all the times you use it?
Yeah, well, I use it. My wife uses it to go to work because it's
gotta be
easy.
I have no idea what our Easy Pass bill is. It's probably outrageous.
If you're driving up and down the East Coast,
that's $100 every time. And then when I drive to practice all the time, I mean, ours is probably outrageous.
Life leak.
Mine's probably $600 a month.
Mine's got to be in the thousands.
Mine's not that in that stratosphere, but. It tilts me when I see all.
You know what? I'm
going to
text D and see if I can top you. I'm going to text D and see what
I'm just. That's ballpark. I mean, I'd have to check my credit card, but it's definitely in that range.
Oh, mine's like 50.
Well, yeah, because you don't take the toll road. You don't have.
ICC is the only one that I use, and that's pretty cheap. Now, I don't use it every day.
I use the ICC every day too, just to go to.
My daughter lives in Arlington, but works in Tyson's 3 days a week.
Yeah.
So when she leaves Tyson's at 5 p.m. And takes the toll road into Arlington, she gets gouged.
Oh, yeah.
And who pays for that?
Her pops.
Yeah.
The stressed out guy.
All right. Hit the skins here. Obviously, we talked about it. Noah Brown, the big acquisition, the only acquisition that they made yesterday. We got a bunch of great audio I want to play just to keep Valdez ready. But I just want to just say, I think it helps the receiving core bring in a veteran. He's had some productive seasons. Last year was kind of on a tear. There's Cakes mentioned the games where he was on fire.
He had three really, really good games last year.
But I'd say just be cautious because injuries curtailed him last year. Mm-hmm. They gave him $3 million contract, which means they expected him to come back. Mm-hmm. But because he was riddled with injuries again in the preseason, they decided to let him go and move on.
Yeah.
So they're not necessarily getting a guy that you can rely on to be there for 70 games. I hope he is. But he's already been hurt in training camp.
Mm-hmm.
So just
if you look at some of the numbers, PFF had him at a 75 receiving grade, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
His yards after the catch are pretty strong. 222 yards after the catch last season out of his 567 receiving yards.
Yeah.
24 first downs.
I don't think he's a burner, but he's a physical guy.
He's a big guy, 6'2". I was shocked to see how small Zacchaeus is. He's like 5'8", 190.
He's tiny. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why he kind of jumps out at you, because he's like a little jitterbug.
But he scoots.
So you bring some needed size to the wide receiver room with the Brown signing.
Of course, we talked about it also. I guess Fedarian Mathis wins the backup tackle battle with John Ridgeway.
Hey, they kept a Ron pick.
But Ridgeway also wins because he's traded to the Saints, and I think DQ even said, or maybe AP, that he thinks it might even be a bit better fit there for Ridgeway. So, good luck to him. I thought he made a few plays here while he was here, even though he was a backup. I'll go through the practice squad after, but let's play some audio. First of all, let's get Dan, Coach Quinn, talking about how cool it is to see the puzzle come together.
Adam and I, we talked a lot about the weight of this week, and it's nothing compared to, honestly, what a player feels, but we bring this up.
There's an audio issue there.
What's going on?
That's weird. Unless my hearing really felt it, I couldn't hear that.
It's playing over on your side, but not enough for us.
Just give me one second.
No, all good. All good. I don't like puzzle references, by the way, because I don't like jigsaw puzzles. Puzzles confound me. I don't understand the attraction.
All right, I'll go through my wife loves
the
puzzles. I'll go through the practice squad. I don't think there were really too many surprises. The one that jumps out at me was Chris Rodriguez, because most people just said he was just getting back of the practice reps, like wasn't featured at all.
They kept a couple of running backs.
Yeah, so they...
I mean, they termed Kaz Allen as a running back on the practice squad.
Right, so they brought back Kaz Allen. He's a guy that just want to move all over the place if he can hold on to the football. He has potential for explosive plays, just didn't really happen in the preseason. I'm going to try to pronounce his name, Jagosi Anusium, the corner. They re-signed him. Guard Julian Good-Jones, quarterback Sam Hartman, Andre Jones Jr., defensive tackle Haggai Dubuzi, Chris Rodriguez, Mitchell Tinsley, Bryson Tremaine, the two receivers, Cole Turner brought back. That's good for him.
The practice squad is massive now.
It could be up to 16. Defensive end Carlos Watkins and running back Michael Wiley. Some people thought Wiley would have ended up on the regular roster. Now, again, a lot of these guys are going to get opportunities. It's kind of shocking as the season and the injuries pile up. They do call up these guys. So
I was
stay ready, stay vigilant.
I was driving around with my son yesterday, and we were kind of amazed at how worked up Grant and Danny were that Washington didn't put in any claims, because we did spend time saying, oh, wow, they got the number two pick,
right,
or whatever you call it. They're the second crack at waivers, and they didn't go after anybody. I mean,
Ultimately, they signed Noah Brown, but they didn't claim him off the waiver process.
Right.
Yeah, I listened to the same segment, and if I had the hotline, I would have called in too, because we're working on the margins here.
Absolutely.
And these guys have been in... These guys, they've worked with him for 6-8 weeks and some much longer than that.
And
they know what they're getting.
I trust Adam Peters.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he knows what he's doing.
He's got
a plan. I do raise an eyebrow if he was big on Trey Lance. That is the one big thing. I still didn't know how involved he was and how much he loved Trey
You're
Lance.
Hoping he didn't like him, but he was overruled.
I love Trey Lance, but I'm a dog who just talks into the microphone. I don't have any
but
NFL Kicks,
there's
personnel
not one
jobs.
GM ever in the history of any sport that hits on 100% of their picks.
I've never said that there was. Yeah. I know that it's an inexact
they
science.
They botched that.
I completely understand.
Hey, he's still in the league.
Barely.
For now.
Yeah.
He did lead the preseason in total passing yards and total
led
rushing
the preseason
yards.
Preseason in interceptions.
Boy,
too.
Definitely led the league in interceptions.
But in that same draft, they took DeMondre Lenore, who's a starting corner.
Right.
They got him in the fifth round, and they took Hufanga's stud safety in the sixth round.
And they also found Purdy.
Yeah.
At the end.
In 2021.
Right.
But, 2022. Draft. That's a different draft. Talking about the Trey Lance draft. So he's hit on some late pick drafts.
I'm just not going to boo-hoo about missing out on Gristle that you had to the practice squad.
Well, I do think that you can.
He doesn't feel they're good enough.
Yeah, right. And I defer to him. I know that the guys were upset because other teams like Carolina picked up six. Another team maybe picked up, maybe did Houston pick up a bunch? I can't remember the other team. But a couple teams picked up quite a few. But I kind of actually think it sends an okay signal that, hey, we're working with you. We believe in you.
Yeah.
And, we've coached these guys up. If you're bringing guys in on the margins that you don't even know, they might not, there's a reason why they're letting them go.
Right.
I just didn't have a problem with it.
I just don't get worked up. For example, let's just say the quarterback position. They have Sam Hartman on the practice squad. They have three quarterbacks ahead of that fourth guy. Theoretically, there's probably a quarterback on the waiver wire who's better than Sam Hartman. But what does it matter? Like, there's no reason to get worked up over the guy who's never going to be on the field.
I tend to agree.
It's why I don't get worked up about the seventh receiver, which we tend to talk about every
Sam
season.
Hartman
who's make
will
it?
Probably never take one real meaningful snap in the NFL. Odds are, if he's a practice squad guy at this point.
Only for injury.
It's not worth getting your blood pressure ramped up over travel and all of your million
but I,
fantasy
listen,
leagues.
I'll disagree in this sense. Like, I do think there is such a thing as developing players. I do think you can call guys up from the practice squad that can have an impact and win a couple games for you, and then maybe eventually in a couple of years have a significant role. I mean, it happens all the time.
It happens.
But I don't think that necessarily just picking somebody up that's cut on, the final cutdown day is going to do much. But
good teams can develop players.
Yeah,
and they may not get something out of them the first year they're within the system, but second, third, fourth year that they're there.
Lots of guys have developed through the practice squad. It's not just a throwaway.
But look what the Ravens did with Geno Stone. The guy was a seventh round pick, stashed on the practice squad the first couple of years, finally started getting playing time, then all of a sudden was first or second in interceptions in the league. And they couldn't afford a second contract. He goes to the Bengals, but they developed him. They developed a seventh round safety out of Iowa.
Yeah, the practice squad to me is not an afterthought because I know they use a lot of the guys. But I also wasn't upset that they didn't pick up somebody because I just trust them. I mean, it's not like they went out to lunch and they weren't scanning the wire. It's not like they fell asleep.
I think a lot of Commanders fans are stuck in the mindset. And this is all Ron's fault and the Marty's fault of drafting a player. And if they're not an instant success, then, that's just what they are. Let's throw them aside. We got to find someone better. Instead of saying, if it's not an instant success, maybe let's find a role for this player. Let's try and make this player better throughout the couple years that he's in our system and then go from there.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. I trust the guys until proven otherwise. Some people I thought had the perception that the guys just took a vacation or something. They forgot to look. Yeah.
I just feel like if you pick up, let's say you pick up a wide receiver from another practice squad, they're behind your receivers because the guys who they have on the practice squad have been practicing with this team for a while, what Valdez is talking about, the development process.
You have to be somewhat markedly better to be worth cutting somebody. It's just, I didn't have a big problem. All right, here we go. Here's AP I guess everyone's just going to call him AP now, on the Commanders making no waiver claims.
What I think that's reflective of, John, is more, one, I want to thank our pro staff, our pro scouting staff. They scoured preseason tape for hours and hours and hours and really got together and gave us a lot of really good candidates to bring in and to bring up and made tapes, had our coaches watch them and all that. But in the end, I think it really speaks to the guys we have in this building and looking through the waiver wire and being really happy with the guys that we have. And we thought, you know, you compare them to the guys that you have and the guys that are out there. And we thought, you know, the guys that we have in the building we're really happy with. So at this point, we didn't make any waiver claims, and we had the number two waiver claim. We still have the number two waiver claim, so, and we'll have that for the first 3 weeks at least, and hopefully no longer than that. And we'll keep doing that until we're always going to do what's best for the team and how to make our team better. So we didn't see that in this round, but it could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be weeks from now.
Now, sort of after this, or while this was all going on, I think they were negotiating the see, that was the other part of it, too. I don't think they necessarily wanted to cut a guy that they could get value for still, and they were working on trading Ridgeway, because they could have just picked up Brown off waivers, but they waited till they got a trade for Ridgeway, created a roster spot, and then, you know, didn't have to necessarily cut somebody and get nothing in return. Let's play Dan, DQ, where he talks about building a team, not just collecting talent.
I think the first part is the team. You know, like, there's one thing about collecting talent, there's another thing about developing the team. I think one of the things I admire about Adam is he has a fully, you know, strong grasp of that, of the team concept and finding the best pieces that fit together. And that's our job, to help feature certain players, what they can do, what roles we put them in. And so that, to me, is kind of the secret sauce of it, and one that, you know, didn't take long to visit with Adam about, that he had, you know, the same strong feelings about something like that as well.
I think a great example might be like Kadarius Toney. Like, that guy's a talented football player, but he's got some off-field issues. I'm not sure he even fits the mold in terms of, I mean, is he a crazy aggressive blocker? And you know what I mean?
Probably not. Yeah, he's a splashy name that's had a few like high impact moments, but overall, he's a hard. It's hard for him to stay on the field.
I think a previous regime here might have picked up a Toney because he does have like eye popping talent at times.
Right.
Let's go one more clip here. Let's go to where Adam talks about, because everyone's worried about the weapons around Jaden. Now, mind you, this is before they completed the deal with Brown. But anyway, here you go.
Yeah, we really like those guys, Sam, and that's why we felt we were comfortable with making the moves we made. And the guys that we have now are getting better and better each week, and not just the receiver room, but then you have two, really three running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield, and one who's a specialist at it, and Brian Robinson, I think, is underrated at that. And then Jeremy McNichols is a jack of all trades. And then you got the tight end room, where we got four really good tight ends on the roster and another, a fifth one on the practice squad that can all catch the ball. So that group of eligible receivers, we think, is really good and have gelled really well with Jaden.
So that was Adam Peters talking about the Commanders wideout room with an addition with Noah Brown, who is the newest member of your Commanders. Don't forget, coming up later on the show, just in about 40 minutes, Dave Richard, CBSSports.com fantasy football expert. He'll join us. And later in the show at 8:40, Armin Katayan, co-author of a new book, The Prize, What It Takes to Win in College Football's Era of Chaos. He will join us at 8:40. So don't go anywhere.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. Ricky,
you're going to Joan on me and make fun of me. I don't care.
I'm waiting for this. I'm going to buckle up.
Just here. Adds to my stress.
Okay, but. Good.
So a few weeks ago, I bought an 85-inch television from my buddy.
Right. He gave you a good deal. Right?
He gave me a great deal. Perfect. He's just a good dude. He's in the business, and he bought a bigger television. He says, bro, I got this 85-incher if you want it.
Okay.
It's a Samsung. It's 2 years old.
All right.
Beautiful TV. $300.
Wow, sounds like an amazing bargain.
I mean, it's a great deal. I mean, what are 85-inch televisions in Costco? $1,500?
Maybe.
I mean, now it's 2 years old. It's not brand new.
You could get some for maybe $1,000.
All right, so like call it $1,000.
Still, it sounds like a great deal.
It's a great deal.
So my wife and I went, he was at the beach. He goes, all right, here's my code to my garage, but just go pick it up. So my wife and I picked it up. We put it in the back of her truck, and it was a pain in the ass to get into the truck.
Oh, I'm going to guess what happened.
It's heavy. Yeah. It's pretty heavy and awkward.
Yeah.
No, we got it over to the house, put it in the garage.
Safely. Didn't crack anything.
Safely. But then my wife was not happy. She did not want the TV.
It's way too big. She thinks it's ugly.
And I didn't realize how big an 85-inch television is until I saw it up close. I mean, when you go into a nice bar and you see an 85-incher, all right, from a distance, it looks big.
No, it's
going to
be great. Hold on. Are you going to put it in your media room? You should put it in your media room.
It's too big for any of my rooms.
That's not true.
It is.
That's not true.
You bought a monstrosity.
I bought a monstrosity. There's no room where it would really fit, even in the media room downstairs.
That's false.
And I'm telling you, I'm selling it.
You're flipping it. You're a TV flipper.
My neighbor got a bigger house than me. Okay. He said, I'll take that TV.
Sure. What are you selling it for?
I'm just going to sell it for what I bought.
Okay.
I'm going to sell it back to him for $300. We have to carry it to his house today, and it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah.
Why don't you at least charge an extra $100?
Well, because I told him. I told him what I bought it for.
Yeah.
So we got to carry it from my garage to his basement today. It's going to be 125 degrees.
Yep.
I got to carry it, and it's going to be awkward, and we might drop it. But I had it in my garage for, call it, 3 weeks. Couldn't use it, and now I got to sell it.
I'm going to say, I think it's false. Now, I haven't been down in your room in a couple of years, but that room is plenty big enough. That TV is too small. It's plenty big enough.
It would be, but it would be outrageously big for that room.
I just don't think
And I'd have to have someone come in, take those freaking brackets off the wall, take that TV off, put it back on.
Being a hassle?
It would be a hassle.
Just get Mo to come over.
And it would be expensive to have someone come in there doing
it. Yeah, but you already
Mo's specialty.
Well, I got to pay him.
You already saved on the TV. You saved a boatload.
This would be
he takes rounds of golf as payment.
Yeah,
he has plenty of rounds.
Mo has been so appreciative of the business we gave you. He probably would throw you aside. It's too late now. You've already agreed to do it. You botched.
Now, did you determine it was too big, every way around it, or did your wife determine it was too big?
No, I kind of did because in my family room it's too big.
Okay.
Can't put it in my master. It's way too big for my master.
Right.
What's the current size of the one in the basement?
Oh, it's no. It's just like one of Kate's.
Oh, it's 65. It's
65. I mean, it's not even that much of a difference. I mean, it is, but...
65 inch.
On both sides,
I remember the last... Maybe he's upgraded since, but I remember the last time I was in there, I was like, it's too small.
I've got a 65 inch. I put a bigger one in there. I need bigger.
You did what?
I need bigger than 65.
Why don't you buy the 85?
He's already sold it.
Yeah, why don't you nix the deal?
Plus, it's probably too big of a pain in the ass to go over to his house.
Oh, bro.
To load it in my car.
Cake's the next to go inside Jason's house.
In your car.
It's bigger than his...
It's not getting in any car. You got to rent a freaking U-Haul.
It's probably bigger than his...
Yeah, Cake's his nub's smart car.
That's what JP and I did when he helped me pick up my 85-incher.
Yeah.
And I had JP sit in the back of the U-Haul.
I sat in the back, make sure it didn't crack. Because the first one he bought cracked.
Well, the first one they delivered it to me cracked.
That's right.
It had holes in it.
Hey, can you imagine Cakes on 495 in that tiny little clown car? Well, I mean, and he has an 85-inch TV strapped to the top. Right. And he's out there holding it like a mattress.
Bungee cords.
My left hand.
Like a mattress.
Yeah.
I'll get pulled over by a cop. With quickness.
So anyway, I just didn't want to deal with the hassle, the extra expense.
I think it's the hassle that bothered you more.
Well, it's the hassle and the extra expense of having someone come in and do that in my basement and then putting the TV on the wall.
When I say
I wanted to put a TV just like on my stand.
Right. Yeah. You get mad when I say credenza. This, but you're cheap.
in certain aspects, maybe.
Just put
I'm not cheap. I'm not cheap in everything,
he's more
but
frugal than cheap. Like, he'll go out to a restaurant and buy people drinks. Like, he'll do that.
Bro, he's drunk. He's under the influence.
No,
okay.
I spend so much money in all aspects of life.
Right.
It's not just going out to a restaurant. I mean, come on. You should see my car bills.
All right.
So, anyway, you should see my four car bills plus personal property
tax. You've got four?
Well, we got four people in the family.
Ooh, I have another car. It's about to come off.
You're going to have... Every one of your kids is going to have a car, my friend.
I don't pay for Kelsey's car.
Okay, now because she's working. But
I never paid for a car.
Why not?
Because I never bought her a car.
Why not? Didn't she need a car when she was in school? Well, actually, she was in New York.
Everybody do what they want. Right, but I bought my kids hoops.
My daughter is at Virginia Tech. She needs a car.
But I did
my
actually.
My other daughter was at Virginia Tech. She needed a car.
I did actually cave yesterday and went to Oarsman Cars.
Mm.
They have a lot of spots in Rockville, oarsmancars.com, and right. I was perusing because my son's doing this dual enrollment thing, and it became untenable to keep being able to drive him, pick him up from school, drive him to Montgomery College, drive him back from Montgomery College, and then I'm doing carpool over at St. E's. So I got to thank my man, Matt. I don't want to botch his last name. I'll just say Matt. Long time listener of the show. He took care of me with the Kia Telluride. I have never had faster car purchasing experiences than I've had with my last two, oarsmancars.com. The Telluride, which I bought, I didn't even go to a dealership. Mm-hmm. It was just delivered to my house, signed a couple papers, boom. And then yesterday, I showed up
with my son. A nice car.
Nice perk.
I showed up with my son at 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I was done by 2 p.m.
Nice.
Everything, financing, good all deal. That stuff, done. All
right. So you're agreeing with me. I mean, you bought your kid a car.
I did.
You're grilling me for it.
I don't have four, though.
But you know what I did?
You just accused me I'm four.
No, you're lucky because your daughter was in the city, so she doesn't really. Do your kids have cars?
Yes, but they're not in this. When they're in the city, I was just sitting in my house. Or waste.
Right.
But what I did is.
But you have four cars.
So but I have no. But I have no car bills because I just paid for them all in cash, and I just bought like $10,000 to $14,000 cars. I didn't buy.
Okay, well, you spent money on them. Yeah,
mine's even under that.
I didn't. Huh?
I got him a 2016 Nissan Versa.
Yeah.
All right. So bottom line is, he was stupefied with a couple things. I bought this TV for $300, and I'm selling it, walking it over to my neighbor's house like a dum dum for $300.
By the way, they gave
just a pain in my butt.
Where's your neighbor live? Relation to your house?
I don't know, like 75 yards.
So you're gonna, you and T are gonna be walking.
No, both be gonna be on the sides of the TV. Yeah. It's awkward to carry it.
It's gonna be so awkward. 75 yards.
About that. Into his basement.
Those things are heavy because I remember hanging mine.
Yes.
You better hope that sidewalk is smooth, no bumps in it, no cracks you step in.
And we have to go through his backyard. I'm not looking forward to that.
Hey, at neighbors.
That's another reason.
If you have neighbors that listen, please take video and send to me, EB Junkies.
I'm not allowing that.
I will Venmo you money for video. I will pay a ransom. Like, I'll be like TMZ.
Hey, no, I need someone to Photoshop the picture of Bigfoot in the wild carrying an 85-inch TV.
That's so freaking big.
Bigfoot send photo. It to me, EB Junkies. I will Venmo you a fee for the video.
But my wife really doesn't want the TV, so I mean, 50% of it is, well, probably 30% of it's because it's a hassle.
Yeah.
But 70% is because my wife doesn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't she say that up front?
She did, but she didn't realize how big it was either until we got into the garage.
You just didn't listen.
He just got sized for that. I got sized because
he sent me a picture of it. He sent me a picture of it.
Great deal.
And it looked money.
Yeah.
But it was a picture on my cell phone.
I would almost take it and put it in my bedroom. Who cares? It's massive.
It's massive.
But
I should have told you about it before I agreed to sell it.
You did. You did. I heard
you talked about this dumb TV like three times.
No. I should have. But you didn't know I was selling it to him. I should have told you I didn't want it, and you would have said, "Oh, I'll take it."
Didn't know about the resale.
I would defer to Cakes because you still have that 42-incher down.
No, I have a 65-incher, and it's not big enough. I need bigger.
You need big. I'm sorry.
Hey, why don't women understand guys' obsession with big ass TVs?
Big, clear, silly TVs.
Sure.
You just have to.
It's a must have.
It's a need. Yeah. It's in our primordial brains.
You know how like women need like a purse or something? This is like the man's purse.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger the better. I would take a 200-inch
TV
if I could.
It's never big enough. Right? It can never be big enough.
Now for women, they're too big and gross and they don't like them. And I don't know.
It doesn't fit the room, doesn't compliment the room.
It's ugly.
It's ugly. It's an eyesore.
I had to say, it's a different story, but I expanded our driveway so I could put a basketball hoop there. It was like World War III for me to get the permission because she thought it was an eyesore.
Why do women not understand that I want to see Malik Nabers catch touchdowns on a 100-inch TV?
Yeah.
It's just simple. It's the way men are wired.
I mean, what else are you going to look at? A picture?
No. Artwork? God forbid.
By the way, speaking of the purchases, so the one thing that my son was stupefied by is that there was no key fob. He was like, so how do you get in the car? I was like, this is a key. And you put it in the slot.
You said you got
it.
What'd you get in 2016?
2016.
What is it?
A Nissan Versa.
Does it have a CD player?
I've never even heard of it.
It might have a CD player.
It's just no bells and whistles.
No bells and whistles.
That's okay. You know what?
Did you check the safety ratings on it?
They should have hoops.
You got a hoop, dude.
Hey, his feet hurt from his Fred Flintstone car.
Everybody in here drove a hoop.
Yeah.
When we were that age.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single one of us.
My kids all had decent cars, but they were old. They had a million miles on them.
How long they've been unlocking cars remotely?
Oh, I know.
For 30 years, he's got to stick a key in it to unlock it.
To be honest, my son's Passat is a combo, right? You have a Passat, right?
I do have a Passat.
It's a combo, so you hit a button to open the things, but it also you hit a button and a key pops out of it.
Yeah.
I think that's how
that's how you got to start the car.
Yeah, you got to actually put a key in to start the car.
Is it an old school, thin, money metal key, or is it like a bulbous key that fits into like a...
What's a bulbous key?
Like, I have a 2016 Cherokee that has, like, a tweener key. It's like, it has a fob, but you have still to stick it into the...
Oh, right. That was a thing.
Into the skinny dashboard.
Key. That was a thing.
Skinny metal key?
Skinny key.
Skinny money metal key?
Right.
Weird.
Yeah, let us sell the car in a year.
I'm driving a tweener.
Mm. It's just got to last 1 year.
No, it's fine. It's a rite of passage
it'll last
kid to have a beater.
Smart.
You get the rust, but I'll sell it. The rust proofing because he'll be going to college. I think you can have a car in most schools your first 2 years.
Yeah, there's always a way. Meg did.
There's always a walk around.
There's always a way. You find a neighborhood street or whatever.
Depends on the school.
If they want it, you know, whatever. Dude, you do you. I'm not telling you what to do. I just hate dealing with all that.
Right, the hassle. Hassle. Right, you're grilling me about the hassle. You hate dealing with the hassle.
I don't like doing anything, though. I don't even like going to a gas station on the other side of the road. I don't like doing anything out of my routine.
I went to the gas station this morning, Cakes. $12.99 I put in it.
That's hilarious.
And that barely gets you to work.
Because I don't like... no, because I had like 80-some miles, so I know how many miles I need each day. So I just went $12.99. And because if I went to 1301, I'd have to go to 1399. I can't go over.
Oh, you're OCD.
That's my OCD.
You can't just hit the number. You can't go to 13.
I can't. Sometimes
can you end on like 80?
Sometimes it's hard.
Can you end on 82 or just a random like 64?
No, that's not close enough.
No. Yeah. You can, I can. Okay. But if I'm at 6401, I got to go to 65.
I know he doesn't fill it up. I know.
But no. don't you hate? The idea that tomorrow or next day you got to go right back to the same dumb place and stand there like a dummy.
I go in the mornings. Yeah, I mean,
it's just part of my routine.
Yeah.
You love gas stations.
Yeah. And like, banks.
You love banks and gas stations.
That's your thing. Love them, but I
kind of your thing.
I know it doesn't make any sense financially. Makes no sense financially. I just like the fact that I'm not putting in 65. I mean, you're not bucks. Even, I'm only putting 13
he's,
in.
He's very rote.
He doesn't even have the joy of going in and getting a soda or like gummy bears. He just loves filling up at the
weird bit. But I will say, my buddy Stumper, he used to do the same thing. He put $5 at a time
because he thought he was getting interest in his bank.
No, I don't put $5.
Why he yes. Did
it? Oh my god.
He's a big dummy.
Oh my god. All my friends are dumb.
Anyway, just add to my stress.
He thought the more the money was in the bank, the better he was doing. So he didn't want to give it all away to the gas station.
All right, don't forget, coming up in under 20 minutes, Dave Richard, fantasy football expert from CBSSports.com, will join the show here on The Fan. 800-636-1067 is the number. If you want to join us on Open Line Thursday here on The Junks, you can talk about the Nats series win over the Yanks. Dylan Cruz goes yard yesterday at Nats Park. You can talk about the NFL being a week away. The opener is next Thursday night as Valdez's Ravens travel to the Super Bowl champion Chiefs on Thursday night. You can talk about Noah Brown being the newest addition to the wideout room for the Commanders and more.
I almost want to send this guy his $10 back.
All right.
Because the question is so hacky and cheesy. All right. Okay. But here's it's for Lurch, and Jason's not going to love it. Mm-hmm. And I know the answer already.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it. Just going to say it. The answer is going to be neither.
Okay.
But it says, you're not going to love it.
All right.
Would Jason rather have the Hawk Tua from I hate anybody when they think they're being funny when they say Hawk Tua.
Right.
The Hawk Tua from T, or go to opening Commanders game?
So Commanders versus Giants is the opener here.
I'd rather have the Hawk to it.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
Of course.
Okay, good. All right.
I don't ever want to go to a Commanders game.
Okay. Okay, good. Well, thank you. That's pretty funny.
My buddy invited me to the Commanders Patriots preseason game.
Yeah.
He says, we got a suite. I got a full suite.
Yeah.
Parking's taken care of. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Catered. I said, bro, it's an 8 o'clock game on a Sunday night.
He doesn't know you. That person does
not
know
you. No, he does. He does. He just thought he was hooking me.
He knows you very well.
Well, I guess not. But, I mean, the last preseason. Now, Trace was playing, so that would have been pretty cool.
Okay, right.
Mm-hmm. But I watched it the next morning on DVR.
Right. I mean,
and he wanted to take me to command to the stadium, you know, an hour away on a Sunday night at 8 o'clock kick.
Well, I never seen a guy more vigilant about his sleep. More angry about sleep than Jason.
Even during that little meeting, the informal meeting we had yesterday.
You know, we have opportunities, you know, make a little extra dough, do some things. And Jason's right off the bat, I'm not doing it during the week.
No.
That's fine. Like, you
if
do
it's
you,
during the week and it's after 10 p.m., can't do it.
No, after 10 p.m. It's after 8 p.m.
No, I think it was 7 p.m. him being home by 10.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Dude,
I took a stand.
I know. You do you, and I think that's fine. But, I've never seen a guy. Like, how much money would it take for you to do it?
I don't know.
He's very protective.
When you were coaching softball, didn't you have late nights?
Idolize sleep.
Yeah, I did.
Didn't you have late nights when you were coaching softball?
I mean... Yeah, games would end around at 8, so I'd get home.
He complained about it.
8:45, I'd be
asleep. They never had games up of the lights that ended at like 10?
Games started at 6:30, so softball games aren't very, they don't take forever.
Listen, I'm going to, again, I've said it 9 million times. He has no bags.
He doesn't.
No, I just don't enjoy.
You've aged, but maybe you've aged the best.
I don't enjoy life. Maybe. I don't enjoy life but when I'm tired.
I think it goes back further. Like, when we were younger, we were getting up at crazy hours to do paper routes. I don't know if he was doing that. Like, he's
you know what? Charmed life. He's been a charmed life.
Didn't you do one day? Didn't you do one day with Skippy and threw away the papers? Something like that?
Who's Skippy?
Sounds like a good plan.
All right. So that's, yeah, but so to answer your question would be the hawk toy.
Yeah.
I hate all hawk toys.
I can't
references.
Believe that that's the dumb question you got paid for. What'd you get paid for on that?
$10.
Unbelievable. I should get half since it was to me.
No, only if they
answered the question.
No, I don't like that deal anyway. All right. Stop doing that.
By the way, speaking of Venmo, I did something I never thought I would do on my Venmo account yesterday.
You added money?
I didn't add money.
You cashed it out or something?
Didn't cash out.
What'd you do?
I bought a little taste of Bitcoin yesterday.
Yeah. I've done that before.
Not a lot.
No, of course, it's a little bit.
It was just a little smattering. Percentage.
What, did it go down yesterday? Is that why?
There was a little dip yesterday, so I said, well, it couldn't be easier to buy crypto on my Venmo.
It really is.
Now, I'm sure there's a guy right now, or an army of guys, in North Korea, or in one of the countries that ends in Stan, that's trying to hack into my Venmo to buy my, to steal a little tiny bit of Bitcoin I bought yesterday. But,
well,
I remember when
Drabby accused it of being down. Well, this year, somebody sent me the chart. It's way up on the year.
Right.
It's down off its high.
Right.
It's still way up on the year. Yeah. Anyway, this is what it is.
Had a little impulse buy. Usually my impulse buys are to buy like a bag of coffee while I'm waiting to check out at TJ Maxx. It's not to buy cryptocurrency.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, it's a new day.
By the way, I did text Dee and I said, just curious how much, because she takes care of all the bills. I say, how much are we spending on Easy Pass a month?
Mm-hmm.
This was her answer. It was actually worse than I thought. Don't know. It just gets replenished after every $125.
It does get replenished right off the credit card.
So she's not even tracking it.
Right. It's a lot. For you, I know it's a lot.
I mean, it's like $100 every time to New York.
Yeah.
I mean, every weekend I'm going to New York. And then, in the Chantilly, Herndon, Reston area, 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah,
half the year, and then I go on the ICC every day.
Right.
I mean, you might have a $600 Easy Pass bill. Like, you don't even know it.
We'll just look to see how many times it's replenished in a month.
Well, she said she could check, but she hasn't.
That's all you really need to check.
I could be
a rough estimate, but
yeah, it ain't great.
Did you guys see these Tom Brady rules now? If he gets approved as an owner. So he's signed a massive deal to be a commentator for Fox.
Making $35 million a season, I believe.
And as part of that deal, you know, you show up to the facilities a couple days early. They have the team meeting. They meet with the players. Well, if it's approved that he can be a partial owner of the Raiders, he's not going to be allowed to go into other teams' facilities, not allowed to witness other teams' practices, not allowed to attend broadcast production meetings in person or virtually.
I think that makes sense if you're trying to keep up the integrity of the game.
It's a weird. So what's
how's
he going to
be an announcer?
You have a guy who's a partial owner of a team that's going to come into your complex and see your draft board, see your practices, see your intel. I wouldn't want him in my building.
Well, so is he not approved yet? So just delay
Harris.
It. Just delay the process. Is there a way you can delay the although he's probably thinking he's going to do this for 5 or 10 years, right?
I would think. Getting paid $35 million?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, so did he if you have an opportunity to own an NFL team, if push comes to shove and you have to do one or the other, you're going to own, if you have a significant
own the
piece,
NFL team.
You would own the NFL team.
Absolutely.
The way the values are going on.
Yeah, yes. If he wants to remain owner, he also would be publicly, he cannot publicly criticize game officials.
Mm-hmm.
He's during a game, so he can't state whether he agrees or disagrees with a call. He's subject to the league's gambling policy, anti-tampering policies. Mm-hmm.
Can he play fantasy football and talk to Dave Richard on his lineups?
He's subject to the league's gambling policy.
Yeah. Yeah, but they can, NFL players can play fantasy.
Can they?
Yes.
They're allowed to?
Yes.
That's permitted for cash?
There's a certain limit that has to be maxed out. Yes,
okay.
They are allowed to play fantasy. They just can't bet on games.
Right.
Yeah, I think if you're Tom Brady, you dump the announcing.
But it depends on how big a stake he has. Like, if he just has a 5% stake or something, or like 1%, maybe it's, you know, even though...
5% stake of the Raiders is a big chunk. That's a big chunk of money.
Yeah, but $35 million is still... You gotta figure that out.
Yeah.
You might have to do some math on it.
I mean, what's a 5% stake of, say, the Raiders are worth just $7 billion? At $350 million?
Right.
I mean, that's a lot of dough.
But even 5% stake is a big...
That's a lot of coin.
Yeah, but I doubt he has 5%.
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I would doubt it.
Yep.
Mm. I might have hit the wrong decimal point, but I came up with $35 million.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm wrong.
I'm probably wrong.
I'm the world's worst at math, so I'm sure I'm wrong. Coming up next, I'm not wrong about this. Dave Richard, fantasy football guru from CBSSports.com, will join us to give you that invaluable fantasy football advice you need for your drafts this week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.